From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Greek citizens cast their votes tomorrow on an austerity referendum. The left-wing government is urging a no vote. The debt crisis there is hitting Greeks hard, but Steve Beckner of Market News International tells us there are wider implications.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen has said the U.S. economy has very limited direct exposure to Greece, either through trade or financial channels. But that doesn't mean the Greek debt crisis isn't having an impact. The major U.S. stock gauges dropped well over 1% last week by the end of trading Thursday. Investor anxiety remained on display Friday in European markets ahead of a Sunday referendum on demands by Greece's creditors that it take steps to get its debt under control. In a flight to safety, investors were putting money into German bonds. Depending on the referendum outcome, Wall Street could see more turmoil next week. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Vietnam's Communist Party General Secretary is on his way to Washington for his first visit to the U.S. As Michael Sullivan reports, the trip comes amid rising tensions between China and its neighbors over disputed territory in the South China Sea.
Nguyen Phu Cha is arguably the most powerful man in communist Vietnam, a conservative who leans more toward China than the U.S., but China's recent moves in the South China Sea have won it few friends in Vietnam, where many see Chinese expansionism as a threat. And both Vietnam and the U.S. see closer ties as a way to help contain China. The two countries also have strong economic links. Vietnam is Southeast Asia's biggest exporter to the U.S., but they are at odds over human rights and democracy. Vietnam, a one-party state that frequently jails dissidents for speaking their minds. Cha told reporters Friday he hoped the visit would help build trust through open and constructive dialogues. He also said he expects President Obama to visit Vietnam later this year. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
President Obama is extending Independence Day wishes to the nation in his weekly address.
We've made ourselves into a big, bold, dynamic, and diverse country. We're of all races, we come from all places, we practice all faiths, and believe in all sorts of different ideas. But our allegiance to this declaration, this idea, is the creed that binds us together.
Speaking for the GOP, Congressman Will Hurd of Texas struck a different tone.
Our principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they represent everything our enemies want to destroy.
Across the nation, Independence Day festivities kicked off early on Friday, the federal holiday. In Washington, D.C., tourists and locals have already been gathering on a classically warm and humid July day for the Capitol Fourth celebration. This is NPR News in Washington. Marathon talks continued in Vienna today as Iran and world powers seek to finalize an historic nuclear accord. Divisions remain on issues including the lifting of UN sanctions and development of advanced centrifuges. The new self-imposed deadline is Tuesday. 150 years ago on this day, the novel Alice's Adventures in Wonderland was published. It was written by Lewis Carroll, the pen name of English author Charles Dodgson. Larry Miller says that Alice was based on a little girl who was Dodgson's neighbor.
Alice in Wonderland started as stories Charles Dodgson told to entertain his neighbor, 10-year-old Alice Liddell. In it, Alice falls down the rabbit hole and meets characters, including the White Rabbit.
I'm late for a very important date.
And the Cheshire Cat.
Did you expect the White Rabbit, perchance?
And the Queen of Hearts.
Do you play croquet?
Why, yes, Your Majesty.
These scenes from the 1951 Disney animation and the book, a favorite of Queen Victoria and Oscar Wilde, has never been out of print. It's been translated into more than 170 languages. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On day six of Wimbledon, Roger Federer has defeated Sam Groth in four sets. For the fourth year in a row, two-time Wimbledon champion Rafael Nadal is out after a second-round defeat on the grass courts. The Spaniard has had a rough season so far. He was eliminated from the French Open recently in the quarterfinals. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington. Support.